you have two sides of the seesaw. You have, you know, decisions that are pulling you back on the left side, and then on the right side, decisions that are pushing you forward. And whichever side is accumulating more, that is going to be the outcomes of your life. That is going to be the future version of yourself.
Welcome to the Reclaim Your Rise podcast. My name is Lauren Bongiorno, nationally board certified health coach and founder and CEO of Risely Health, where we help people and families impacted by type 1 diabetes take ownership over their lives so that they can transform with more freedom and confidence. Everyone has a different reason to be here. You might be seeking knowledge, support, or community, but at your core, I know that you long for something deeper. You're here for transformation. And that's what the Reclaim Your Rise podcast is all about.
Living with type 1 diabetes can be incredibly challenging when you don't have the right tools, strategies, and mindset. That's why we created the Decide and Conquer Group Coaching Program, a signature 12-week program designed to empower you to take control of your diabetes and your life, both in numbers and in mindset. We call this program the DCB, and it's more than just a coaching program. It's a community where over 400 women have reclaimed their lives and found a new sense of confidence. Our coaches, who also live with type 1 diabetes, understand what you're going through and are here to help you break through the barriers holding you back. This life-changing program only happens a few times a year, so don't miss your chance to join our next round starting soon. Apply for coaching today through the link in the show notes and take the first step towards a life of freedom and confidence with type 1 diabetes.
A quick reminder before we start the show that nothing you hear on the Reclaim Your Rise podcast should be a substitute for personalized professional medical advice. Please always consult your physician or other medical professional before making any changes to your diet, insulin dosages, or healthcare plan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, it is just you and I. We're doing a solo episode. I hope you're excited about that and not disappointed, but who knows? Only time will tell. But simply put, today is going to be a pep talk episode. It is going to be 15 minutes max. I promise to not talk your ears off longer than that. And the reason that I wanted to make it like a short, concise episode is because I wanted it to feel like this is your checkbox today of personal growth consumption. I think that listening to hour-long podcast episodes or listening to a guest episode, you know, those are all beneficial in their own ways. But sometimes we just need a little bit of like a pep talk to just get us grounded, get us anchored into, you know, what our goals are, a reminder that self-reflection is so key in getting towards those goals. And I recently, like a couple of weeks ago, was just kind of feeling like it was the middle of the week. I was just like, I just need someone to pep me up. I need somebody in my ears right now to be my like hype person. And I just couldn't find it anywhere. So this is going to be that episode, whether you're listening to this in the morning time or in the afternoon, at night, whenever. I hope that by the end of it, you will feel even just 1 point higher on a scale of 0 through 10 than you currently feel right now. So we're going to dive in. Now, we're going to be talking about specifically today goals because we are growth-oriented human beings. We all want to grow in one way or another. We're obviously here talking about diabetes, and I'm just thinking about how like really the only goal-focused episode I did last year was like the first, you know, January kickoff one, and we obviously did one for this year, but it's like this is what creates the vision of ourselves. It's a string of goals that we set to move us forward, so we got to be talking about it more. We can't just set it in January and forget it. Now, I want you to think about a goal that you've had. It could be a goal for the year, like a really big one, or it can be a smaller one. It could be a habit, like something that you've been struggling with to get to. It could even be like, you know, an A1C goal, time and range goal, but something that has just felt really hard. And you're like, I don't understand like why it's so hard to get there. Keep that in mind for this episode. And really what I want to share is that I'm noticing that people with diabetes with these like specific health related goals are getting tripped up in hitting them because they're too focused on the outcome and not on the path of building the outcomes. Okay, so I'll say that again. People are getting tripped up in hitting their goals because they are too focused on the outcome and not focused on the path to building the outcomes. So you can think of those as the habits, the decisions. The path really is very highly correlated to the universal law of accumulation, if you've ever heard that. And the law of accumulation states that your life is simply an accumulation of all the, you know, hundreds and thousands of decisions that are tiny that you're making over time on, you know, an hour by hour basis, day, week, month, you know, year, so on. And I like to visually, I'm a visual person. I don't know about you, but I like to visualize it as a seesaw and how you have two sides of the seesaw. You have, you know, decisions that are pulling you back on the left side, and then on the right side, decisions that are pushing you forward. And whichever side is accumulating more, that is going to be the outcomes of your life. That is going to be the future version of yourself. Now, that seems pretty obvious, right? You're like, okay, Lauren, I can get on board with that. I can get on board with the idea of visually seeing, all right, so I want to be making decisions that are more going to accumulate on the right side. So that weighs it down more, and I'll be pushing myself forward instead of pulling myself back. However, we all know that's not how life works. We are human beings. We have to understand our psychology, our behavior, and we know that like self-sabotage is in our DNA and that we're not always making the decisions that we know to be most helpful for us. If you understand the things that are holding you back, like that is where, you know, the work is, and that is ultimately the thing that allows you to get to your goals and push yourself forward. So instead of just focusing on, okay, I want my A1C to be 7, or I want to, I don't know, have, you know, 75% time in range from 80 to 160 or, you know, whatever it may be, that goal for you. It could even be like, I want to meal prep more and eat less takeout. I want to start, you know, moving my body in the middle of the day after lunchtime to help with my insulin, you know, my insulin sensitivity, my blood sugars for the second half of the day. But all to say, those are the whatever goal that you're setting, that's good to have in mind, but you want to really look at and pull apart, like, what are the decisions that I have to be making each day in order to point me in that direction? So it can be frustrating when you're choosing the opposite and not the thing that's pushing you forward. So let's understand ourselves more in this time together and for this self-growth part of your day, and understand why you may not be making those decisions that are in your benefit. Because if you can understand them, you can get more curious about them, and you can shift it from blame and feeling bad and be like, oh, like, why can I just not like get it together? And why do I not have any willpower, to a place of, yeah, just like compassion and grace for yourself. And I want to say too, like, I've been there. I'm probably like you, where we're always setting like the next goal to grow into. And every new goal that I set, there's roadblocks and you hit them. You just got to figure out how to get around them. So let's go through these three challenges of what we want to create more awareness of why you may be making decisions that are not serving you. So the first one is really important, and it's that we're labeling the problem wrong. You're labeling the problem wrong. Framework for this is saying, I don't have a blank problem. I actually have a blank problem. I'm going to put some words in here so it makes sense. I don't have a motivation problem to go to the gym. I have a fear of failure and fear of starting problem. I don't have a meal prep problem. I actually have a prioritizing my health problem. I don't have a blood sugar high overnight problem. I actually have a relationship to food problem at, you know, the end of the day and at nighttime. I don't have an A1C lowering problem. I have a fear of low problem. So you see how the problem that we often think is the problem is just the Band-Aid and is on the surface, and we really have to get to the root. Another example, we recently had a coaching member, another coach on the Risley team, you know, shared this story with me, but they said they dread endo appointments because every time they go to the endo appointment's actually great and they give them an action plan. However, the coaching member doesn't end up doing the action plan. And so she keeps rescheduling the endo appointment so that she doesn't disappoint herself or doesn't disappoint her endo and can kind of just avoid that. And so the problem is not, I don't have a problem, you know, with going to the endo or scheduling my appointments, or it's not that I don't even have a discipline problem to follow through on the action steps. It's a self-worth and avoidance problem, right? So once you get to the root of what it is, that's what you can address directly. And if you don't address that directly, it's going to continue to pull you down and also permeate into probably other areas of your life as well. Because the way you do one thing is the way that you do everything. The core challenge you have in one area of your life is going to impact, you know, another area of your life as well. I was actually talking to a coach on our team about this, and they shared an article with me that I could just paraphrase, but it's so much better if I just say it directly. This excerpt is talking about how when you actually know what the problem is, you can work through it. and people are, you know, generally addressing the wrong problem, and that's why they're not moving themselves forward. So it goes perfectly. So it says, your problems are real. They are hard. They drain your time and energy, but they are not everything and they are not everywhere. They are contained, identifiable, solvable, but you will not get there until you can name them, until you know what you're dealing with, until you can boil your problem down to a single word, something you can hold in your hand, something you can look at and say, I see it and I can fix it. So journaling prompt, however you want to do it, conversation with somebody that you trust, talk through the I don't have a blank problem, I actually have a blank problem framework. All right, moving on to number two. This is the second reason that I see a lot of people and, you know, a lot of us making decisions that are not in our favor and pushing us forward and instead holding us back, which is too many barriers. There are too many barriers. Simply put, when you say that you want an A1C goal of 1 point lower, but you don't ask yourself why you have not gotten that in the past on your own yet, you're just missing, you're trying to lean on the goal setting alone and the motivation and that like oomph you feel of like, all right, let's do it. We're going to hit it this time. Instead, you really want to be looking at, well, what were the barriers the 1700 other times I tried to lower my A1C, because they magically just don't go away. Those are the barriers that we have to work through. And figuring out and making a plan of how do I work through these challenges, like that is part of the work. It's not just the doing the thing, whether it's around the exercise or the blood sugars or the reading more or taking in more content around diabetes, whatever it is, like that's the easy part. Like the hard part is figuring out why you're not doing it in the first place. It's kind of like, you know, like saying you want to get a master's degree and it's like 20 years later and you're just like, oh man, like I'm going to try this time. I'm going for it. I want to get my master's degree. And you don't like forget about the fact that every time you've tried in the past, you just like haven't taken the time to look at the classes that you have to take and the amount of time and like taking action to move yourself forward and asking yourself, well, why haven't I, you know, done it yet if I wanted to do it so bad? So asking yourself and being really honest with yourself in that department can, you know, go really far. And then the third thing, the third reason why we sometimes hold ourselves back and don't make decisions on that path to the outcome that is going to benefit us is because change is hard. Change is hard, guys. It's hard. It's, you know, everybody knows somebody is setting a goal of like, or just like verbally saying, I want to, you know, I'm trying to walk more. And it's just such a struggle. And if you, you know, walk and exercise 6 days a week, you're looking at that person, you're like, walking, like that's so easy. But to that person, that feels like running a marathon, right? For somebody who is active, but maybe has never like run long distances before, right? Like it feels so far away from them because it's not what they're used to. And so we get really comfortable in what we know. And we are a product of our parents or the way that we grew up, the people that were around us, the things that were said to us. And it, for that reason, you have a lot of things working against you just from like, you know, childhood in the way that you approach change and behavior and, you know, what you think you're deserving of. And then layered on top of it, you have compounding years and years and years of maybe doing something one way. It feels familiar. And when something feels familiar, your body just says, well, that feels safer. And safety is what our body craves at all times. And so we almost have to not listen to the voice in our heads, right? Not listen to what feels comfortable. And we have to make decisions that feel uncomfortable, because if they feel uncomfortable, it means that it's going to stretch you. Because if you haven't done that thing before, then you're going to get different outcomes, right? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Every person that comes through coaching at Risley, after they apply, after they get on an enrollment call with one of our coaching specialists, they, at the end of the call, before making that decision of like, do I want to do coaching and move forward with this or not? A lot of them have expressed like, you know, after they go through the program, like, wow, like I was feeling so nervous about the decision and so uncomfortable about like, oh my God, am I really going to do this? Like, am I really going to invest in myself in this way and like prioritize my diabetes and spend more time on it? And they're like, it felt like such a scary decision at the time. But looking back now, the decision is so easy because I saw all that it you know, gave me and all that it allowed for me to grow in with my diabetes and in my life. And so oftentimes we haven't felt that growth yet. And so it's hard to see the value in pushing outside your comfort zone. But when you do, whether it is example like coaching or whether it is like setting your alarm 30 minutes earlier to get up or whether it is putting your phone down at 9 p.m. to, you know, get off social media and like turn down and just like not be overstimulated before bed. I know that's something I'm working on this year. Like that, when you start to feel the benefits of it, then you realize, oh, like even though this felt hard, even though this felt uncomfortable, this is what I've been wanting and this is what I've been trying to get in my life and call in. And like this is the path to getting me towards whatever outcome I'm working towards. All right, what are we at? We're at 14 minutes, 18 seconds here. So I got to wrap this up, guys, because I promised 15 minutes or under. So where we want to end this is hopefully this was a way for you just to kind of reflect a little bit around maybe why it's been a challenge for you to kind of like hit your goals. Hopefully it is allowing you to have more grace for yourself and not feel like you're the only one who can't move yourself forward. That is life. Like if you expect life to be hard, it gets easier. So just know you're on the right path, stay committed, stay focused. And that's all I got for you guys today. So have a wonderful rest of your day. Happy blood sugars. And I'll see you same time, same place next Tuesday. Bye, guys.
Calling all tri-state area T1Ds and T1D families. Mark your calendars for Monday, April 15th at 6:30 p.m. because the second annual Out of the Kitchen New York Diabetes Fundraiser is just around the corner. It's going to be an unforgettable evening filled with delicious food, fun with friends, and a whole lot of heart. The fantastic event co-chairs are pulling out all the stops to make this night one for the books. Picture this. You have a grand cocktail reception to welcome you, followed by a competition style dinner experience where New York's finest culinary artists will battle it out for the prestigious title of Diabetes Research Institute Foundation's Distinguished Chef. All proceeds from this night will benefit the Diabetes Research Institute at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. The DRI, if you don't know, is the only diabetes research institute of its kind that is solely focused on the prevention and finding a cure for diabetes. I attended the event last year, and I'm so thrilled to be attending again with hopefully some of you that are listening. So share the link in the show notes below with friends and family and join us at Out of the Kitchen New York on Monday, April 15th, 6:30 p.m. in New York City. Get your tickets today and let's eat, drink, and support a cure together. Thank you so much for being here with me today and listening to this episode of Reclaim Your Rise. To let us know that the episodes we're putting out are impactful and to help us get our street cred up and let everyone else know that this is something worthy of their time to listen to, please leave a rating and review on our Apple Podcasts, send the show to other people impacted by T1D or maybe even your doctor, and share it on social media tagging at Risley Health and at Lauren_Bongiorno. New episodes of Reclaim Your Rise come out every single Tuesday, so make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so that you never miss a beat. Thanks again for listening, and as always, remember, diabetes is a challenge that we did not choose, but one that we can rise above.